各位弟兄姐妹，大家晚安。
Good evening to all the brothers and sisters.
现在想第一封主耶稣圣名，跟大家来查考神的救赎，分享以赛亚书的信息。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we begin our study of the salvation of God and the message of Isaiah.
因为我们从九月开始呢，我们要来读以赛亚书。
And starting from the month of September, our Bible reading schedule will be reading the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书有66章，所以我们读这卷书要从九月一直读到十一月初。
So there are 66 chapters in total in the book of Isaiah, so our reading will take us on to the mid-November.
所以我们在读经的时候，跟着教会的读经进度呢，我们逐渐的会把每一卷圣经都把它读过一次。
So we follow according to the Bible reading schedule of the church, and we will slowly read all the books in the Bible.
我们有时候自己在读圣经的时候，不太会读一些比较深的书，一般因为不容易了解，所以我们都会选择比较容易的，然后就有一些经卷就不熟了。
And so many times when we read the Bible, we will pick the ones that are easier for us to understand. So many of the deeper, the harder ones to understand, we will be unfamiliar with them.
那因为以赛亚书又很长，所以一般我们在教会像学生灵会或者是神训班的时候呢，基本上也很难有机会完整的把以赛亚书讲解过一次。
And also the book of Isaiah contains a lot of information, so it is very difficult for us to go through them in a church seminar.
大概只有在神学院上课的时候才有机会把以赛亚书完整的上过一次。
And so the only chance for you to thoroughly go through the book of Isaiah is probably through the TTP training.
那可是我们在读圣经的时候，我们其实在读圣经里面给我们的信息，我们每一天读一章呢，我们很能够坚持下去，我们很快就可以把这个整个圣经了解过的。
But if we are able to persist and read a chapter a day, then we will be able to finish the Bible at least once.
那以赛亚这个名字的意思就是神是救恩，神拯救。
And the meaning of the Isaiah means God is salvation.
所以或者是神就是救恩的哈，神拯救我们 ，God save，
or God saves。
所以这个它这个字的意思啊，名词的意思就已经显明它这卷书所要表达的信息了。
So by reading the name of the book, we already can know that the message that the book is trying to portray.
那以赛亚书在旧约圣经当中呢，它放在这个在编排的时候是先知书的第一卷。
So Isaiah is the first prophet book in the Old Testament.
所以被称为先知书之首，就是第一卷书也是最终的一卷先知书。
So it is considered the first prophet book in the Bible.
就是最长也是里面有最重要的信息，对整个圣经要表达的这个神的救恩最重要的。
And it also contains very important information regarding the salvation of God.
在新约圣经里面引用的旧约圣经这个书里面最多的是诗篇，所以新约圣经里面很多经节都会引诗篇上怎么说。
And so in the New Testament there are many scriptures that are from the book of Psalms.
所以你可以去把它做统计呢，诗篇被引用次数最多，然后第二个多的就是以赛亚书了。
And after Psalms is Isaiah.
那因为以赛亚书里面他讲到很多有关主耶稣基督的预言。
Because in the book of Isaiah, includes many prophecies about Lord Jesus Christ.
从耶稣的出生，到他的成长，到他的工作，到他被审判，到他被钉十字架，这个完整的耶稣一生的过程，在以赛亚书里面都预言到了。
So the book of Isaiah prophesizes about the birth of Jesus, the childhood of Jesus, the Jesus ministry all the way until his death.
所以因为以赛亚书里面记载这么多有关于主耶稣基督的这个他的预言啊，所以被称为旧约的福音书啊，因为他讲神的救恩。
Because there are so many recordings of our Lord Jesus Christ in the book of Isaiah, it is considered the gospel book of the Old Testament.
那一方面也是这个以赛亚书啊，他这一卷很特殊的66章里面可以分成两部分。
And so out of the 66 chapters in the book of Isaiah, we can separate these chapters into two sections.
这卷书前面的39章呢，它 他所讲的信息跟整本的旧约圣经很相似。
And the first 39 chapter is very similar to what was recorded in the Old Testament.
因为旧约圣经就是有39卷书。
Because in the Old Testament there are 39 books.
那以赛亚书的第一部分有39章。
And so the first part of Isaiah also has 39 books.
那以赛亚书的第二部分就从40章到66章，就是27章的内容，它的信息又跟这个新约圣经的27卷书所表达的信息很相似。
And so the latter portion of Isaiah also is 27 chapters, which is closely correlated to the 27 books of the New Testament.
所以这个以赛亚书这一部第一部分的第一章到39章，它基本上在讲的重点就是在讲神的审判，神的公义。
And so the first portion of Isaiah talks about the judgment and the righteousness of God.
那在他这里面在论当时候神的选民以色列百姓。他们当时的罪恶
，and it records the Israelites and their sin at that time.
然后神的提醒
，and it also includes the reminder of God.
然后也说明了这个当时候为什么百姓会这么罪恶，这当中有一些恶者的诡计以及魔鬼的作为。
And it also explains why they were so evil at that time because it was due to certain people and the works of Satan.
那可是这个百姓他们却没办法接受。先知的信息，所以最后他们还是国家被灭了，所以他们最后整个国家他们的百姓就被掳到外邦去了。
And because of the Israelites were unable to accept the message of the prophets, they were destroyed and taken captive into foreign nations.
所以当时候以赛亚书其实它里面的信息是预言性的，当时候百姓会被掳。
And so the book of Isaiah is the message is prophetic.
然后剩下的被掳之后，那些被保留下来，剩下的人会得到救赎。有一些人是被神保留下来的。
But some people, the remnants of the people are the ones that God will want to save.
那这些会被保留，就是听神的话那些人。
And the remnants are the people that listen and obey the words of God.
所以这个就是前面的第一部分，第一章到三十九章。
And so this is briefly what chapter 1 to chapter 39 is talking about.
那从四十章到最后呢，这个就是在讲神的救恩了。
And from chapter 40 onward records the salvation of God.
那这个就是神对他的百姓的爱没有办法消灭的，神再一次的要安慰他所爱的人。
And this part explains the imperishable love of God and how much God loves His people.
那要再说明说神怎么样把他的百姓重新带回来到他的国度里面来，建立一个非常神所祝福的新天新地，一个新的国度。
And it also explains how God wants to his plan of bringing His people back into to His side and to establish a new place for them to dwell.
那所以从四十章开始呢，他一开始就出现了这一个旷野的声音。
And so starting from chapter 40, it appears a voice in the wilderness.
那这个旷野的声音就说要预备一个道路，然后准备一群百姓来接受神所要。给人的这个救恩。
And this voice in the wilderness explains that they must make a path for the people to get ready to accept the salvation of God.
然后之后就预言了一个神的仆人。
And it also prophesizes a worker of God.
那这个神的仆人他做了一个工作，从第四十章开始一直到第五十三章，他讲得很清楚，他这个仆人要做什么。
And then from chapter 40 to chapter 45, it explains what the servant must do for the Lord.
那所以他这里面在讲施洗约翰的出现，以及耶稣基督他来到人间要来执行神的旨意这个整个过程。
And it explains the process of John the Baptist and how Jesus will come to mankind and for salvation to happen.
所以那到以赛亚书结束的时候，他记载一个新天新地出现。
And so at the end of Isaiah records a new heaven and earth to be established.
然后作恶的受到那个永远的惩罚。
And those who do evil will be put into eternal condemnation.
看六十六章的第二十四节。
Let us turn to Isaiah chapter 66, verse 24.
我们看第二十二节好了。
Starting from verse 22.
神说：“我所要造的新天新地，怎样在我面前长存？你们的后裔和你们的名字也必照样长存。”
22. For as the new heavens and the new earth.Which I make shall remain before me, said the Lord. So shall your descendants and your name remain.
这个新天新地呢，其实是意表着这个将来在神国里面的这个圣城新耶路撒冷，就是神的教会。
So this new heaven and new earth represents New Jerusalem and the kingdom of heaven.
这里 这里面的人每一个人都神有名字在他的生命册上，都是神啊认识的名字。
And the people that belong to this new heaven and earth also have their names written in the book of life, belonging to our Lord.
那这些人，他说第二十三节说，每逢夜朔安息日啊，凡有血气的都必来在我面前下拜，这是神说的。
23, and it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, all flesh shall come to worship before me, says the Lord.
你这个，你看这将来的新天新地，这个新耶路撒冷啊，就是神的帐，神的帐幕教会啊，他一定是要守安息日的。
And so we see that the new heaven and the new earth, the new Jerusalem and the new, the kingdom of God, the people shall observe the Sabbath.
哦，所以他说，每逢安息日的时候，他一定凡有血气的一定会在神面前下拜。
And so on the Sabbath day, all flesh shall come to worship the Lord.
所以这个神的国度，既然属神的话，就会照神的吩咐，因为这个安息日神创造天地的时候所定下的这个诫命本身是不会废掉的。
And the people that are living in the kingdom of God, they have to obey His commandment because the commandment was established when the Lord created the heavens and the earth.
那些不遵守神命令的第二十四节就说了，他们必出去观看那些违背我人的尸首，因为他们的虫是不死的，他们的火是不灭的，凡有血气的都必憎恶他们。
And for those who do not worship, obey our God in 24, and they shall go forth and look upon the corpse of men who have transgressed against me, for their worms does not die and their fire is not quenched, they shall be an abhorrence to all flesh.
那所以你看到这一节的记录，就是这个最后第一的刑罚。
So we can see what the situation is like in Hades.
虫是不死的，火是不灭的。
The worms do not die, and the fire does not quench.
那表示是永远的刑罚。
So you know that is eternal punishment.
那所以他这个神的最后神得到神救恩的人，是在神的国度里面有一个新名字，永远的福乐。那反过来，那离弃神的人，被神离弃的，那就是永远的刑罚。
So we can see that those who obey the God, they will receive eternal peace in the kingdom of God. But on the other hand, for those who do not belong to God, they will be punished forever.
所以这个就是在以赛亚书里面所彰显出来的，是整个神救恩的经纶。
So this is the process of salvation recorded in the book of Isaiah.
哦，所以从旧约到新约啊，这整个以赛亚书里面就把它包含了，整个信息都包括在里面，浓缩在以赛亚书里面。
And so from the message from the Old Testament to the New Testament, the whole thing is summarized into the book of Isaiah.
所以以赛亚书又称为小型的小本的浓缩版的圣经呢。
And so the book of Isaiah can also be a condensed version of the Bible.
所以通常我们如果能够仔细的读完以赛亚书呢，我们对整本圣经神的救恩计划就会有一个很清楚的轮廓了。
And so if we finish the whole book of Isaiah, we'll have a basic general understanding of the Bible.
那但来谈一谈这个以赛亚书啊，这本书现在有很多的圣经的学者呢，他们有很多的不同的看法。
So in studying the book of Isaiah, there are many biblical scholars that have different viewpoints.
那有些学者他们在质疑说，这个以赛亚书呢，前面一部分可能是以赛亚写的，后面第二部分40到66章可能不是以赛亚本人的著作。
And some argue that the first chapters from 1 to 39 is written by Isaiah, and chapter 40 onwards is written by someone else.
他们就有很多，当然有很多的他们的经文的批判，他们所提出来的证据了。
And of course, they have their arguments.
但是其中其实有一个很主要的重点，为什么有人会质疑说这个可能不是以赛亚写的？
Well, there's a main point to why the people believe, scholars believe that the latter portion of Isaiah is not written by Isaiah himself.
因为他发现说，以赛亚书第二部分那个信息很像是那个以色列百姓被掳归回的时候，大概在公元540几年那个时候所写，或者是被掳之后回来以后，好了，有人冒充以赛亚的名字写出了这个信息，这样。
Because of the different time period, some people believe that another person used the name of Isaiah to write the latter portion of the chapters.
哦，因为他这里面所讲的信息啊，包括讲那个王是什么名字，然后他们回来的时候会做什么事。他说这个事情哦，哇，这太真实了，就是好像真实发生过以后，然后后面来记录出来的。
Because the content written in the latter portion is too real, so it feels like someone wrote this book after Isaiah has written
就是说，好像事实已经发生了之后，然后才来补、来记录出来、补述的嘛。就是已经发生过了之后，记录了事实这样。
So it feels like they were writing down history that has been already been made.
但其实他抱持这种观点的人，他基本上不相信先知他可以事先看到神可以告诉他以后要发生的事情。
But the scholars that believe this, they usually do not believe these prophets are able to prophesy the future.
所以基本上他是出于不相信有所谓预言这件事情的一种很自然的推测了。
So this is a result of their disbelief for prophecies.
就好像有人就在推测但以理书啊，他应该不是但以理那个时代写的。
Some scholars also believe that the book of Daniel is not written at.
它的原因都一样，就是因为它以这个书里面所描述的这个名字，它里面那个事实好像真的就真的这样发生过。他说怎么有可能会这么巧了
？And because the prophecies in the, they also believe that the prophecies that in the book of Daniel are too real that to be written beforehand.
但其实，如果我们今天相信神的人，我们知道说神他为什么说他是整个。那个人类历史的掌管者，他可以透过他的先知预言出以后要发生的事实，那是绝对可能的。
But as believers of God, we believe that the prophets of God had through the power of God can prophesy what was to come.
这是为什么在以赛亚书里面，他早就预言了以后要让百姓归回的那个王叫什么名字？
That is why in the book of Isaiah it already prophesied how the, and the king that would allow the Israelites to return.
我们现在看一节圣经节，看以赛亚书四十五章。
Let us read a passage, Isaiah chapter 45.
以赛亚书四十五章。
Isaiah chapter 45.
我们从四十四章二十八节开始。
Let's start reading from Isaiah chapter 44, verse 28.
他说：“论古列说，他是我的牧人，必成就我所喜悦的，必下令建造耶路撒冷，发命立稳圣殿的根基。”
28. Who says of Cyrus, he is my shepherd, and he shall perform all my pleasure, saying to Jerusalem, you shall be built, and to the temple your foundation shall be laid.
第四十五章第一节说，我主所高的古列，我搀扶他的右手，使列国降服在他面前。我也要放松列王的腰带，使城门在他面前敞开，不得关闭。我对他如此说。
45 verse 1. Thus says the Lord to the anointed to Cyrus.Whose right hand I have held to subdue nations before him and to loose the armor of kings to open before him the double doors so that the gates will not be shut.
那这个古列就是在以斯拉记里面所记载，尼希米记里面所记载那个波斯王古列，让允许以色列百姓从被掳的巴比伦地归回到耶路撒冷来重建圣殿的这个人物。
And so this Cyrus is the King Cyrus that is recorded in Ezra and Nehemiah who allowed the Israelites to return and rebuild.
在以色列那个时代，就在所罗巴伯那个时代，就是公元538年的时候，539年的时候，那个当波斯王的那个名字，这个名字是一模一样的啦。
And so this Cyrus is the same King Cyrus of Persia who lived in the time of Zerubbabel that allowed the Israelites to rebuild the temple.
所以他下令要建造耶路撒冷哈，然后要立稳圣殿的根基。
And he prophesied that the temple shall be the foundation of the temple shall be laid and the Jerusalem shall be built.
那其实在圣经里面我们说先知啊，就是神已经事先把将来要发生的事情告诉他，所以从我们从相信神的角度来看，这是绝对可能的。在以赛亚那个时候就可以让他知道将来那个王神所特别所选召的那个人叫什么名字。
So we through faith believe that God already allowed the prophets to know which king is going to allow the Israelites to return and rebuild Jerusalem.
就好像我们这次在 NYST 的时候，这个学院所学习的施洗约翰，他在旷野发声来为主耶稣预备道路的这个整个教训呢。
Just like in NYST, we learn about John the Baptist, and he is the voice in the wilderness who created the path for Jesus.
施洗约翰他的出生以前，那个天使就把那名字取好的，跟他的父亲讲了。
And so before John the Baptist was born, the angels already told his father what his name shall be.
所以其实从神来的每一件事情都可能。
And so from God, all events are possible.
如果我们相信有神，我们就知道说，哎，这个就是神，他透过他的先知啊，以赛亚。把他整个这个救恩的计划，在当时候，在主耶稣还没有出生以前的700多年都先告诉了整个他的百姓了。
If we believe in God, we know that God already gave His prophecy to Prophet Isaiah to allow them to know what will be of the future.
所以我们相信以赛亚书的作者就是以赛亚。
So we believe that the author of Isaiah is Isaiah.
而且这整卷书从第一章到最后一章是在以赛亚写这个信息的他活着的时候所写出来的信息。
And this message of Isaiah is written through in the time when Isaiah was still alive.
是神给他的默示，神给他的信息。
And it's a message and prophecy according to God.
他只是很忠实的把这个神要我们所知道的他的救恩把它记录下来。
And Isaiah faithfully recorded what the prophecy of God and what God wants to let us know.
那以赛亚书他按照圣经里面的历史看起来呢，他应该在公元前740年的时候蒙召做先知的。
And so, if we look at the history, Isaiah was ordained as a prophet in about 740 BC.
好，我们现在如果看以赛亚书第一章的第一节。
Let us look at Isaiah chapter 1 verse 1.
他这里说，当乌西亚、约坦、亚哈斯、西西家做犹大王的时候，亚摩斯的儿子以赛亚得默示，论到犹大和耶路撒冷。
Verse 1, the vision of Isaiah, the son of Amos, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, Hezekiah, kings of Judah.
那这他这里提到这犹大国里面的四个王。
So here record mentions about the four kings in Judah.
那这个四个王从如果第一个就是这个马拉西王。
And the first king of Judah is Manasseh.
那个马拉啊不这个乌西亚王。
Uzziah.
那乌西亚王呢？他其实做王做很久了。
So Uzziah reigned for a long time.
他本来还蛮敬畏神的，不错的王。
Uzziah in the beginning was a good king.
可是他最后他骄傲，年纪大的时候骄傲起来了。
But as he grew older, he had pride in his heart.
他这个想要去圣殿里面去献祭烧香了，那逾越了他这个王的，他不能够去当祭司的这个工作，他想要去做祭司的工作。
To burn incense and give offerings to God in the temple, which is only for the job of a priest.
所以后来他就长大麻风了。
And he was afflicted with leprosy.
啊，长大麻风后面最后的十二年呢，他就不能够当王的工作，他就要被隔离了。
And the last 12 years of his life, he was unable to reign as king, and he was separated from the people.
所以他在做王的最后这十二年里面，是跟他的儿子约坦共同，实际真正做王是他的儿子约坦。
So the latter 12 years of his reign was actually his son Jotham that was reigning as king.
那可是乌西亚王死的时候啊，圣经在以赛亚书第六章特别记载，当时候以赛亚都看到异象。
But in Isaiah chapter 6, when Uzziah died, Isaiah was able to see a vision.
我们现在看以赛亚书六章。
Let us turn to the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书六章第一节。
Isaiah chapter 6 verse 1.
说当乌西亚王崩的那年，我见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿。
6 verse 1. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple.
所以乌西亚王崩的那一年，如果按照历史来看呢，就是740或739年公元前的时候他死的。
So we can see from this that King Uzziah died around 739 BC.
然后从这一年开始，如果看第八节的话，我们就看到神那时候出声音呼召他，然后以赛亚就说：“我在这里，请差遣我。”所以当那时候，以赛亚正式的作为神的先知的。
And so from verse 8, we see that the voice of the Lord came to Isaiah, and Isaiah answered, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" So here we see that the Lord called.
所以他正式做先知在乌西亚王死那一年，所以大概是公元前的739年或740年那一年。
And so he was anointed prophet when at the year of King Uzziah's death, which is around 739 BC.
但其实乌西亚王他还没有死以前，以赛亚就应该得到神的默示了。
But before King Uzziah died, Prophet Isaiah already had probably had received the revelations from God.
因为他们当时候。就是以赛亚这个人已经在传讲，在教导百姓一些事情，在讲一些道理，要百姓回转的。
Because at the time, Prophet Isaiah was already giving message to Israelites to return.
因为以赛亚这个人呢，按照历史的考证呢，他可能是这个乌西亚王的堂兄弟了。他是他的 cousin。
So Isaiah was probably the cousin of King Uzziah.
也就是说，亚摩斯。他是乌西亚王的父亲，叫做亚马谢王 的兄弟了，所以他们两个人的父亲哦，以赛亚的父亲跟乌西亚王的父亲是兄弟，亲兄弟。
So we know that the father of Isaiah and the father of King Uzziah, that their fathers were brothers.
所以以赛亚跟乌西亚王两个就是堂兄弟的。
And so, King Uzziah and Prophet Isaiah were cousins.
所以按照他这个关系呢，当时候我们常常就说了，以赛亚他可能在当时候是在耶路撒冷城里面，在这个王宫的里面做先知，在传讲神的信息的。
So from this we can conclude that Isaiah was probably working in the castle as a prophet of God to spread the message.
所以当时候以赛亚很多的信息都指责民间的领导人，就是那些君王、祭司以及那些做首领的人。
So Isaiah had many messages for the people in the castle.
就是应该不是说 castle 嘛哈，就是他们里面当时候。做 leader 这些在耶路撒冷城里面这些领导人
So the message was for the leaders in Jerusalem.
所以当时候这个以赛亚先知呢，他其实不是只有单独只有他先知，当时候神还兴起了另外的先知，同一个时期的在民间传讲信息，那就是弥迦先知。
So at the same time God also appointed different prophets to also spread the message of God.
在民间，就在乡下里面，在 countryside 里面，他做先知就是弥迦先知。
And so Prophet Michael was in the countryside spreading the gospel for God.
所以我们在读以赛亚书的时候，你如果顺便看一看弥迦书，你就知道他的信息是有点相关的。
So from reading the book of Isaiah, if we look at the book of Micah, we can see that the message is similar.
那跟以赛亚同一个时期的先知在北国就是何西阿先知。
And so, the king that was reigning during the time of Isaiah in the northern kingdom was King Hosea.
不是，是先知何西阿先知。
Prophet Hosea.
所以神当时候兴起何西阿在北国以色列做先知。
And so God appointed Prophet Hosea as a worker in the northern kingdom.
也是要警告当时候的百姓一定要回转归向神，要知道神的慈爱。
And the message is also concerning to return to the Lord and to for the love of God.
好啊，所以这个以赛亚书啊，它这个整个的信息是跨越了很长的时间，大概超过50年。
And so the message is it's
他工作的期间，他传讲信息的整个工作年代了哈。
So the time period that Isaiah worked for God is over 50 years.
从乌西亚王崩那一年，一直到西西家王做王的时候，这当中超过五十年了。
From the death of King Uzziah to the reign of Hezekiah, this was about over 50 years.
那他们在说明，他们在有人在考证说，这个以赛亚先知呢，在西西家王之后，那个王就是马拿西王的时代呢，以赛亚就被处死了。
And so,some people believe that after the reign of Hezekiah was the king Manasseh, and during this time, Prophet Isaiah was executed.
所以以赛亚他做先知的期间就是一直到西西家王为止。那马拿西做王那个时代的事情，他就没有记录，可能那时候他已经死了。
And so the work of Isaiah ended at the starting of the reign of Manasseh because.Isaiah had probably died already.
因为他只有说他是在从乌西亚、约坦、亚哈斯到西西家的时候，他得到神的默示。
Because it only records that Prophet Isaiah received the revelation in the reign in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah.
然后他是论犹大跟耶路撒冷，所以他主要信息是在南边的犹大国。
And so his main message of for his audience was in the southern kingdom Judah.
但是以赛亚书里面，我们会从第十三章开始到23章啊，是有一段信息啊，是论列国的，就是说跟像以色列、犹大国周边的这些国家的信息啊，就是它不是只有专论犹大国而已，它其实还有一些信息是跟其他的国家有关系的。
So some of his message is also regarding other kingdoms, not only for the kingdom of Judah.
是比如说像腓力士地啦、巴比伦呐、或者是论亚述啊，这些跟以色列国有关系的这些列邦啊，当时候神也透过以赛亚去传达信息。
And so God also used the prophet Isaiah to spread a message for the surrounding nations such as Palestine and Babylon and Assyria.
所以以赛亚他不是只有在犹大国的先知啊。
So Isaiah was not only the prophet of the kingdom of Judah.
他其实是神的先知，是他所信息都是要人回转来归向神，来得到神的救恩的。
It is the prophet of God, and his message is for everybody to return to the Lord and to return to the salvation of God.
所以以赛亚这个人呢，他其实我们如果要读以赛亚书，我们发现呢，他除了他自己以外啊，他的整个家庭呢，都跟传讲信息有关，神的信息有关系啊。So
other than Isaiah himself, his whole family has regards to the salvation of God.
我们看第八章。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 8.
以赛亚书第八章这里讲第三节说：“我以赛亚与妻子同室，她怀孕生子，她的妻子后就做你先知。”In
verse 3, then I went to a prophetess, and she conceived and bore a son.
那当时候，显然以赛亚的妻子当时候也一起得到神的一些信息，在传讲神的话语。
So the Isaiah's wife, the prophetess, also received some revelation from God.
那以赛亚的两个儿子呢，都跟他要讲的信息有关系。
And the two sons of Isaiah also have a connection with the message that God wanted the people to know.
第三节的这个，他生了这个儿子，他给他取名叫做马黑尔撒拉勒哈斯巴斯。
And the son of Isaiah was Maher Shalah Hashbaz.
那这个什么意思
？So what does this name mean？
这个意思就是，你看他说掳掠快来了啊，我们如果看，我们如果接下去，看第四节那里说，因为在这个孩子不晓得叫父叫母之前呢，大马色财宝和撒玛利亚被的掳物就必在亚述王面前掳了去，搬了去了。
Verse 4, for before the child shall knowledge to cry, my father and my mother, the riches of Damascus, and the spoil of Samaria will be taken away before the king of Assyria.
那这个名字，你看这个名字在第一节那里，神就已经先跟他讲好了，这个叫做掳掠树林了，抢夺快到了。
And so, in verse 1, we can see that God already had the name prepared for the prophet's son.
因为他这个儿子要成为神的见证人呢。
And because this prophet will be a witness for our God, our Jesus.
就是百姓会被掳，然后他们会被抢夺。
And the people will be taken captive.
所以你看他现在这个儿子，他就取这个名字很长。他每天在叫他的时候，就在预言说，这个掳掠快来了，抢夺快到了，要小心了。
And the name of his son is really long, so whenever he calls his son's name, it will be serve as a reminder that the riches of Damascus and the spoil of Samaria will be taken away.
好，那他还有一个儿子在第七章记载的。
There's another son recorded in chapter 7.
第七章的第三节。
Isaiah chapter 7 verse 3.
神对以赛亚说：“你和你的儿子苏亚亚述出去到上池的水沟头，在漂布地的大路上去迎接亚哈士。”
Then the Lord said to Isaiah, "Go out to meet Ahaz, you and Shear Jashub, your son, at the end of the aqueduct from the upper pool."
那所以他这个儿子叫苏亚亚述呢，他意思就是渔民要归回。第十章。 我们看一下第十章，这样子比较了解。
So,
第十章的21节的哈。So
the meaning of his name is recorded in chapter 10, verse 21. It means the remnant will return, the remnant of Jacob.
这里讲到这个以色列的百姓，他们最后要回来，剩下的人要归回全能的神。So
here he talks about how the remnants of the Lord will return.
第二十二节说：“以色列啊，你的百姓虽多如海沙，唯有剩下的归回。原来灭绝的事已定，必有公义施行，如水涨溢。” 22,
for though your people Israel be as the sand of the sea, a remnant of them will return. The destruction decreed shall overflow with righteousness.
所以你看以赛亚他这个儿子的名字就说明了渔民要归以后 以后剩下来会归回归向全能的主神。
So his son Shear Jashub, his name means that the remnant will return.
那表示说，你看他这个两个儿子，他的取名都是神要他取的。
So we can see that these two names were given by God.
因此，这个以赛亚他这个整个全家其实是一起服侍神的。
So we know that the family of Prophet Isaiah they served God as a family.
我们就看到说，今天我们要能够来传讲神的信息，我们要为神工作，我们一定要全家一起来。
So it tells us that if we want to serve the Lord and to spread the message of God, we must work together as a family.
为什么我们今天要能够大家一起来教会敬拜神？
So why do we need to come as a family to worship God together?
我们来大人来聚会的时候，我们要把我们的小孩带来。
So as adults, we must also bring our children to services.
因为当他们一起来的时候，他们才有办法一起接受这个神的信息，然后最后能够全家一起服侍神。
Only then can the children also receive the message and preach for the Lord.
我们敬拜神的时候，绝对不能够家庭派代表来。
And so we cannot just send a representative from our family to worship God.
因为这样子呢，我们在服侍神的事情上一定会有缺陷的。
And because we will be lacking to God if we do this.
那这个以赛亚他的这个家庭给我们这样一个教导。
So this is the teaching that we can learn from Prophet Isaiah's family.
那以赛亚他这个人，他被选召来做先知啊，这个圣经里面特别记的一个意象很重要的。
So from the calling of Prophet Isaiah, there is a very important message in this.
其实以赛亚他如果看第五章，他就当时候就心里面对他的同胞啊，他心里面很急的，他心里面很忧伤的。
So we can see that Isaiah had a very sorrowful heart for the inhabitants of the people.
他当时候在第五章他说明神哈对他的百姓有多失望了。
So in chapter 5 explains how God was disappointed in his people.
他当时候已经说明百姓祸灾，你有灾祸，一定要改变。
And so it is the God already says that they're woe to the people and they must hurry up and change.
你看他在第五章的第八节那里哈，我们先看一下他当时候所提出的这几个信息，我们注意一下。
So let us start from chapter 5, verse 8, some of the messages.
第一个，第五章第八节说，祸灾那些以房接房、以地连地、以致不留余地的，只顾自己独居境内的。
It woe to those who join house to house, they add field to field till there is no place, where they may dwell alone in the midst of the land.
这里在这个讲在这个这些人哦，不留余地，就是贪得无厌的人。有一些人是贪得无厌，他们就是不留任何的。不留任何的余地给其他人。
These people were very greedy. They took from house to house and left no field for anybody else.
他提出说，这个人这样的人有祸了。
And woe to these type of people.
第十一节说，祸灾那些清早起来追求浓酒、流连到深夜，甚至饮酒发烧的人。
In verse 11, woe to those who rise early in the morning that they may follow an intoxicating drink, who continue until night till wine inflames them.
这些人哦是。在追求物质享受、放荡无拘的，就是一直是追求物质享受的人。
So、these people pursue the luxury, the things of the world.
从早到晚呢、啊、
？From day to night.
所以这些人有祸了。
So、woe to these people.
然后到第十八节就说，祸灾那些以虚假之细绳牵罪孽的人，他们又像以套绳拉罪恶。
18, woe to those who draw iniquity with the cords of vanity and sin as if with a cart rope.
然后第19节说，任他急速行，赶快成就他所做的作为，使我们看看吧。任以色列圣者所谋划的临近成就，使我们知道。
19, that they say, let him make speed and hasten his work, that we may see it, and let the counsel of the Holy One of Israel draw near and come, that we may know it.
这个第三个祸是哪？那些哈、哦、目中无神，是而且是想要跟神赌气的人。
So the third type of people that receive woe is those who go against God.
是以虚假之细绳牵罪孽，然后以套绳拉罪恶了，就表示好像说他是可以控制罪恶的人。
And they believe that they can control sin.
但其实这样人是有祸的。
But woe to these type of people.
那第四种人在第二十节说，祸在那些称恶为善，称善为恶，以暗为光，以光为暗，以苦为甜，以甜为苦的人。
And twenty, woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter.
那表示说这些人是是非不分、道德混乱的人呢、啊？哈。
So these people do not know how to discern between right and wrong, then they are yoked in between.
那 所以今天如果我们不知道神的标准呢，我们是会不明呢，我们最后会成为有祸的人。
So if we do not know the standards of God, then woe to us.
第二十一节说，祸在那些自以为有智慧、自看为通达的人。
And 21, woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight.
这就是指的自高自大、自以为是的人呢。
So these people are puffed up, and these people believe that they know everything.
所以当然就不会去敬畏神哦。
So of course they will not obey the commandments of God.
然后第六个祸就是第二十二节说，祸在那些勇于饮酒、以能力调浓酒的人。
And the sixth woe in verse 22, woe to men mighty at drinking wine, woe to men valiant for mixing intoxicating drink.
23节就说他们因为受贿赂，就称恶人为义，称将义人的义夺去了。
And verse 23, who justify the wicked for a bribe and take away justice from the righteous man.
所以这第六种人就是歪曲真理的。
And so these people, the sixth type of people, they twist the truth.
为了好处啊，为了这像为了得到贿赂呢，他就把这个是非颠倒。
And so willing to gain some benefits, they're willing to take a bribe.
那这个就是贪心。
And this is a part of greed.
那这些人都是有祸的。
And all these people have woe to them.
其实当时候你看以赛亚先知哦，他看到他这个本来神的国度应该是圣洁的，但是他就发出了这个信息啊，祸有祸有祸，一直说第一个祸讲到第六个祸。
So Isaiah believed that the kingdom of God must be holy, but starting from verse 8, there's six type of woes.
但是等到第六章开始，这个乌西亚王死那一年哦，他看到一个异象。
But in chapter 6, when in the year that King Uzziah died, he saw a vision.
他看到神。
He saw God.
这里他说神坐在高高的宝座上，他看到撒拉弗怎么样来隐藏他自己，然后彼此大声的呼喊说：“圣哉，圣哉，主万军之神，万军之神的荣光充满全地。”
And he saw the Lord sitting on a throne, and he saw seraphims that cover themselves and proclaim, "Holy, holy is the Lord of hosts; the whole earth is full of his glory."
啊，那时候他说，因为这些撒拉弗的呼喊呢、啊，圣殿门槛的根基就震动，殿里面就充满了冤影，就是充满了神的荣耀。
And because of the proclamation of these seraphims, the post of the door was shaken by the voice of them, and the house was filled with the glory of God.
然后这个时候，他看到这个异象之后，他现在祸哉，我有祸了。他现在是指他自己有祸了。
And at this time, he proclaimed that he himself has woe.
他因为你看以赛亚，他本来都在指责别人有祸嘛，哦，你们有祸，你这些贪赃枉法人有祸了，什么歪曲真理有祸了。但是他那时候都还没看到他自己是有祸的人呢。
And so before this vision, he was telling other people that they have woe. But when he saw this, he realized that woe to himself.
但是现在他看了神的有个这个意象之后，他现在反看到他自己，我是一个有祸的人。为什么？因为我是一个嘴唇不干净的人。
And after he saw the vision, he realized that woe to himself because he is a man of unclean lips.
然后等到他有这个认识以后，哎，这个神就派这个撒拉弗呢，从那个坛上面拿一个红炭来沾他的嘴。
And after he had this understanding that he has unclean lips, God allowed a seraphim to touch his
lips. 然后就跟他说，现在你的罪孽除掉了，你的罪恶就赦免了。
And the voice of God said that your sins are forgiven and your sin is purged.
哦，那你看他这里之后有这一个动作以后，然后第八节他就听见主的声音说，我可以差遣谁呢？谁可以为我们去呢？那时候以赛亚就说，我在这里，你差遣我。
So after this event happened, he heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and whom will go for us?" And at this time, as Prophet Isaiah said, "Here am I, send me."
这个记录哦，很重要的道理在里面的。
So this recording has a very very important message.
所以我们在聚会当中，很多领会的人都会用以赛亚书第六章来跟我们互相提醒。
And so many sermon speakers they like to use Isaiah chapter 6 as a reminder for all of us.
首先我们要看到的是主坐在高高的宝座上。
So first we need to realize that the Lord is sitting high in the throne.
那你看在其上有啥，就是天使神的使者在侍立，这些使者是很美丽的，但是他们把他们的脸他们的脚都把它遮起来了。
And there are seraphims that are working for our Lord, but these seraphims are very beautiful, but yet they know how to cover their faces and their feet.
他们就用两个翅膀飞翔来等候神的差遣。
And they use their two wings to fly, and they await the message of God.
可是他们在这个时候，你看他们在神那里啊，呼喊说：“圣哉，圣哉！”在一直在称赞神是圣洁荣耀的。
So, and they continually praise God, saying that He is holy, holy, holy.
那你看，当他看到以赛亚，他看到这个异象的时候，他现在反过来看到他自己，他说：“我有祸了，因为他自己在这个圣洁的。”天使面前，在神面前，他觉得他是不干净的人。
And then Isaiah realized after this vision that he himself standing before the holy angels of God and God himself, he realized that he is very, unclean himself.
你看，今天有时候神，你看圣经里面的记录，当神写那个异象给他的工人看的同时，通常神的工人都会反过来看他自己是有祸的。
So in the Bible, when God reveals a vision for his workers, the servants will realize that they themselves are very unworthy.
你看那时候神在那个荆棘的火焰里面向摩西显现的时候。
So if you think about it, for example, when God appeared to Moses in the burning bush.
那摩西哦，他就趴在地上，听到神在叫他的时候，他趴在地上，他害怕看到神。
So when the Lord was calling him, Moses fell flat to the ground.
然后神就要他去见法老王。
And God wanted Moses to meet Pharaoh.
可是摩西马上跟他说：“我是谁？我怎么有办法去见法老王？”他认为他自己是不行的。
But Moses immediately said, "Who am I to go to Pharaoh?" But he knew that he was unworthy.
那这个就是你看摩西，他先看到自己不行，然后之后神就给他能力，跟他说：“我跟你同在，你勇敢的去。”
So first Moses felt that himself he was unworthy. So God empowered him, and God was with him.
然后你看但以理先知，他也是看到异象。
If you look at Prophet Daniel, he also received the vision from God.
但看到异象的时候，他就昏在那边，然后就像死掉一样，全身无力。
So when Prophet Daniel saw a vision, he became powerless and he fainted.
我们没有时间去看，你如果自己去看《但以理书》第十章，你就看到当时候在异象当中，但以理他的反应。
So if you want to read it, the Daniel's reaction to the vision is recorded in the Book of Daniel, Chapter 10.
那所以这个就是神要差遣他的工人的时候，他所要表达的信息。
And so this is the type of message that God reveals to his servants.
为什么以赛亚他能够这么忠心的服侍传讲神的信息这么久？
So why was Prophet Isaiah able to faithfully proclaim the message of God for such a long period of time?
他能够这么勇敢的讲出那个真理。
Why was he able to be so brave and speak out the message of God?
因为他当时候所指责的对象都是那些领导人。
And because the people that he was directing his message to was the leaders of the
因为他先看到神的荣耀。
Because first he saw the glory of God.
他知道那个撒拉弗怎么服侍神的。
And he saw how the seraphim served the Lord.
他知道他所服侍的这个所听从的这个神是圣洁的，圣哉圣哉，只有神是至圣的，只有神才是配得所有的这个完全的赞美。
And he knew that the Lord that he's serving is the most holy one and the only one deserving of praise.
然后他反过来看到他自己的不配。
And then he saw himself how unworthy he was.
然后他也发现他周围的人也是嘴唇不干净的人。
And he realized the people that are living amongst them were also have unclean lips.
因为他说我眼睛看到大君王万军之神，那所以他说我灭亡了，我灭亡了。
So then he said that woe to him because he's in the midst of the people with unclean lips.
所以今天我们一定要先了解到自己本身，我们是不圣洁。通常我们在容易出问题的就是我们的嘴唇上。
So we are unholy many times. It is because of our lips.
很多时候我们在言语上得罪神，我们可能不知道。
And many times when we transgress against God, we do not know.
那但是有时候。我们去看到别人的缺点比较容易。
And it's oftentimes easier for us to see the shortcomings of others.
那要一定要先看到我们自己，那我们就是要先见证到神的荣耀。
But we need to be able to look at ourselves and to know to understand the glory of God.
那他有这个以赛亚，他有这个认识以后，你看神马上就用这个红炭呢来洁净他。
And so once he had this understanding, we see that God brought a live coal to touch his.With tongues, touch his tongue.
那这个在祭坛上拿下来的这个火炭啊，红色的火炭啊，其实代表着，因为有血的缘故啊，所以这个炭可以洁净，可以除罪啊。
So there was a red coal to touch his lips, and this red coal can represent the blood that remisses our sin.
那这个放在祭坛上的，应该后来我们就看到那预言就怎样，耶稣基督。
And this coal is later put on the altar, which represents our Lord Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督流血，我们今天才有办法赎罪。
And through the blood of Jesus Christ, our sins can be remissed.
然后你看到这个那个炭呢、啊，那个火碱从坛上起的那个红炭，它粘在那个嘴唇上，那是很痛苦的，这会经过操练的。
So we know that this live coal with tongues that touches lips is very painful, and they must go through a lot.
所以为什么我们今天要去传讲信息的同时，我们一定要先操练我们自己。
So this explains why we need to train ourselves before we go out to spread the message of God.
我们要有一颗敬畏神的心，知道我们的神是至圣，圣哉。
We must have an obedient heart and understand that God is the most holy one.
从撒拉胡学到那个服侍的真正谦卑的态度。
And we must learn from the seraphim their mentality and their humility.
然后隐藏自己。
And how they hide themselves.
真的只是听从神的指示。
And to listen to God wholeheartedly.
然后你看他能够洁净，被这个火洁净了嘴唇之后，才有办法去传讲神的信息。
And only after their lips have been cleaned by God, then can they speak the message of God.
当这个罪被除掉以后，他接下来听到神的声音了。
And once his sin was purged, he was able to hear the voice of God.
所以这个神的他听见主的声音是在他的罪恶被赦免以后，他就说我可以差遣谁呢？谁可以为我们去呢？
So it's only after his sin has been purged, he was able to hear the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send?
然后他就说我在这里，请差遣我。
Then he said, here am I, send me.
但是之后神就跟他讲哦，你现在去讲，但是人家不听哦。
But then God later tells him that you will go tell the people, but the people will not listen.
所以这个时候第十一节第六章十一节啊，这个先知就说，我就说主啊，这要到几时为止呢？
So verse 11, prophet Isaiah said to God, Lord, how long?
要到城邑荒凉，无人居住，房屋空闲无人，地土极其荒凉。
And he said, the Lord answered, until the cities are laid waste without inhabitant, the houses are without a man, the land is utterly desolate.
表示说他还传信息，没人，人家不听，所以，但是他还要继续讲，到讲到什么时候？讲到都被掳了
啊。So Isaiah was to preach the message of God, but the people will not listen to the point that they are taken captive.
他意思是说到国家真的被敌人打败毁灭，然后百姓被掳到外邦去了。
And in other words, to the point where the kingdom is taken over by another nation and utterly destroyed.
这也看到说这个以赛亚先知呢，他要能够很坚持、很忍耐能够工作到最后，因为这个神已经告诉他的传讲信息有多艰难了。
So God already told the prophet Isaiah how hard his work is, so he must persevere and be patient with the work of God.
但是他就是勇敢的去讲。
But he was able to bravely proclaim the message of God.
所以以赛亚先知啊，他是一个非常重要的神的工人了。
So Isaiah became a very important worker, a servant of our Lord.
这是为什么他里面讲了好多很多有关主耶稣基督的预言。
So that's why in this book he was able to explain many prophecy of our Lord Jesus Christ.
整个神的救恩呢，都透过他讲出来了。
And this God's salvation plan is explained through Isaiah.
虽然很困难，可是他心里又很喜乐。
And even though it was very difficult for him, but he had a very joyful heart.
因为他心里面他已经看到了一个异象。
Because he saw the vision.
那个异象就是主耶稣基督来到人间所要给我们的救恩。
And his vision is Lord Jesus coming down to earth to provide salvation for
mankind. 这是他的盼望。
And this was his hope.
因为他看到的就是主耶稣来到，主耶稣要拯救我们，他给我们的爱。
And because in this vision he saw that the salvation of Jesus Christ and his love for us.
好，所以这个我们在就一天一天的每一天读每一天的这个章节，然后我们每一天都会看到，慢慢的我们会发现以赛亚书有好多特色，我们以后有机会再慢慢来分享。
And if we read for one chapter or one chapter, we will see that many there's different many special aspect from.The book of Isaiah.
我们今天晚上谈到这里，我们一起来唱诗二十七首。
This concludes our message tonight. Let us sing hymn 27.
This is the true earth that Jesus loves me. I am so good. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I am so good. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me. Though I forget him and wander away, kindly he follows wherever I stray. Back to his dear loving arms will I flee, when I remember just Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me, Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me. Jesus loves me and I know I love him. Love brought him down my poor soul to redeem. Yes, it was love made him die on the tree. Oh, I am certain that Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me. Oh, if there's only one song I can sing, when in his beauty I see the great King, this shall my song in eternity be. Oh, what a wonder that Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me.
请坐。
Please be seated.
等一下副歌要唱27首。
So the refrain, after prayer, the refrain will be singing is hymn 27.
一起来祷告, 求主耶稣带领我们下个礼拜开始的灵恩布道会。
Neil and I pray together, and we ask God to guide our evangelical services and spiritual convocation this next week.
And 为我们知道了一些, 同龄他们在病痛当中祷告, 求主耶稣加添他们信心。
And we ask God to guide those who are physically weak, and we ask God to strengthen them with faith.
我们一起跪下来同心祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray in one accord.
Hallelujah. 奉主耶稣圣名祷告。